Wednesday, Shir Hey, Parshas Bahar, 25th of the Omer.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we started the Gemara. The Gemara says, Maishna hacha diktani psula, Maishna gabi mavi diktani takanta. Maishna gabi suka diktani psula, Maishna mavi diktani takanta. We saw, basically, so far, be'etzem two pshatim, the pshat of the ra'ah and the pshat of Rashi. The pshat of the ra'ah is mefurash, that we were directed in one direction. And the question was, it should say takanta over here also. Because it doesn't pass to say psula by mavur. And Rashi seems to say the Gemara's question is, just make up your mind. I don't care which one you say, but choose one or the other. In the Gemara's question, well, let me say it better. In the Gemara's answer, the Gemara says, Sukkah di'ai raisa, what is the Gemara answer? Tani psula. Mavi derabanan tani takanta, says Rashi in Erevin. Turn to Rashi in Erevin. Many of us have Lakuti Rashi on the side of your Gemaras. Probably almost everyone. On the side of the Gemara, it says, Sukkah, says Rashi. If you see, you have that over there? You don't have it? Listen to what it says. It's very short Rashi. Sukkah. Ditaima di raisa. Kidamrinon hasam leman yedu doiroi sechem. Interesting. Rashi says, why is sukkah d'araisa? It doesn't just mean sukkah, the concept of sukkah is d'araisa. The sukkah, the esrim amma of sukkah is d'araisa. Where do we know it from? Now, I hope by now you have all seen the Gemara. The Gemara says there's actually three different mekayros for sukkah d'araisa. What are the three mekayros? Either the man yedu sechem, that's Rabba, or Sukkah de Letzel, that's Rab Zera, or it's Rava. So why did Rashi choose to say that this is going according to Rava? Maybe Rashi Paskin's like Rava, I don't know. But it's just, what did he need it for? What does Rashi have to stick that in? Sukkah de Araisa, could have a Farish Hassam, or I don't know, maybe Rashi's coming to tell we Paskin like Rava. Do we Paskin like Rava? Is that true or not true? I don't know. But perhaps we could say something else. It's as follows. The Gemara's question is, Maishna hacha, Maishna hasam. Toisus says, why didn't we ask from Arava? We saw the Toisus yesterday. What was Toisus' first teretz? Why didn't we ask from Arava? Anyone remember what Toisus' first teretz is? Why didn't we ask from Arava where it says, Takanta, and it says, Psula v'takanta? Because what? Sukkah and Mavi have similar dinim. Right? Then we want to contrast. They're similar. We'd rather ask from there. Maybe Rashi is saying the question is really only valid if you go like Rabba. Why is the question really only valid if you go like Rabba? Because what's the reason why Sukkah Lamaila Me Esrim is a problem? According to Rabba?
Can't see it.
Why is a Menorah? Why is, I'm sorry, a Mavoi Lamaila Me Esrim puzzle?
Can't see it.
Because you can't see it. So it's not only are they both talking about above 20 is puzzle, but it's mamish the same din. It's the same din. Above 20 can't see. So one that says puzzle, the other one it says you might vas epis. It's come out so identical that the Gemara asks a question according to Rabba. What do I need one Mishnah in Meseches Sukkah and another Mishnah Meseches? Erevin is doch dezelfde Mishnah. Mem Erevin, come on, dezelfde Mishnah. One says Psuda, one says Takanta. What epis? Vos epis? If you would say like Reb Zera, so true, they're both saying above 20 is puzzle, but for two totally different reasons. What's the reason in our sugya why above 20 is puzzle? Going to Reb Zera? Because of shade. Why over there? Does a lechi have to give shade? No, why is Lechi above 20 puzzle? Because you can't see it. Okay, though it happened to be the same dinner, but they're not. It's not really. It's not the same Mishnah. But according to Rabba, it's mamish the zelba Mishnah. And then, so then the question's that much stronger. Mishnah, Mishnah. Maybe that's why Rashi is saying that Gemara is going like Rabba. Maybe.
So how do we learn the Rav Zera and everyone learn Taisus's pshat? And it makes a lot more sense to say that the reason why we're trying to compare the two is because they're really the same thing.
It's according to Rav, it's even more identical. So right. Maybe there's no question according to Rav Zera. Maybe there's a question according to Rav Zera. Whenever it's a question according to Rava.
So then why do we care if it's Takanta or Pesula?
We wouldn't according to them.
It's only the whole first beginning.
Maybe that's what it sounds like from Rashi over there. Rashi and Erevin sticks in Rabba for some reason. Maybe because he paskins like Rabba. Maybe, I don't know why he has to get that involved in Erevin. He has to tell us he paskins like Rabba. I don't know why. Or maybe because he's saying, no, questions only, because we're trying to contrast them. That would only be, the question would only be according to Rabba, if that's true. Now you're asking too many questions. I don't know. Okay. I'll call upon him. We had said that even according to the Ra'ah, that the question was because we're favoring Yemayit. Or I should say that, but yeah, we're favoring Yemayit. Perhaps it wasn't because we thought Yemayit was a better Lashon. Why did we favor Yemayit? Because you can't say Pasul by Mavoi. So therefore we should say Yemayit by Sukkah. Why should you say Yemayit by Sukkah? So it should be the same. So the source is really identical. According to the Ra'ah, what's driving the Gemara's question? What's really at the core of the Gemara's question? Be consistent. Be consistent. So why we can only ask you to be consistent in one direction. Yemayit. You can't be consistent puzzle because by Mavi doesn't pass puzzle. We said Rashi holds Mavi does pass puzzle. We said three different Mahalchim why. Maybe Rashi is different shot in what puzzle means. Maybe Rashi is puzzle in the air. Maybe Rashi holds that we're talking about the Lechi. And the Lechi, we're not talking about the Mavi, we're talking about the Lechi. I'll call upon him. That's the Machlekes. Tosfos, I think, we're going to see a different Mahalch. Tosfos asks a question. Tosfos talks about the same thing. We started the Tosfos. The Oraisa of Tani Psula says Tosfos. Do you have a Tani Yemayit Chayshin and Dilma Toy Inish Loimar Yemayit Lechatchila? Ubediyevet Kosh Ksheira. If I would just say Yemayit, people make a mistake and think that it just means Lechatchila. Avol Ubediyevet. It's good. V'diktek B'lashayim Adilma Asli De Isura Di Oraisa. Uktani Psula. Avol Gav Dula Havi Lishnama Aliyah. We're afraid people are going to come to an Isser D'Oraisa. So now, Rebbe Baruch Finkel makes a beautiful diak here in the Tosfos. Is it Usser to eat treif? Yes, that is true. Is it Usser to eat on Yom Kippur? Yes. Is it Usser to eat out of a sukkah?
No.
Gabriel says no.
And what?
Why not?
The easier it's to eat. You don't have. Again, it's usher to eat out of.
I ask you, is it usher to eat out of a sukkah? Yeah. Says Gavriel of Alumdus. What's his Alumdus?
No,
it's a mitzvah to eat in a sukkah. Does it say anywhere in the Torah, do not eat treif?
Yes.
Does it say anywhere in the Torah, do not eat out of a sukkah?
No.
What does it say?
Eat in a sukkah.
Is there an isser to eat out of a sukkah? I'm not sure.
You're just not counting the mitzvah. Being in the sukkah.
It could be you're just not being counting the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah. But the lashon of Tosfos, where Tosfos says, "Asili day isura de oiraisa," what does it sound like?
There's
an isser. And that's the shaila. Is there an isser? You know, this is a major, major debate. The Minchas Chinuch really is the one who made it famous. How? The following thing. The Gemara says, if you steal a sukkah, can you be yoytze the mitzvah?
No.
Why not? What? Has to be lochem. Has to be lochem. Frek Tosfos, why do I need a gzeres akos of that has to be lochem? Why don't you say you can't be mekayim your mitzvah because mitzvah baba aveira, and anyway you're not yoytze to mitzvah baba aveira? That's what is kasha. Comes along the Minchas Chinuch and says, hold on a second. Mitzvah Abba Aver means that I wasn't mekayim a mitzvah, but was I sitting in a sukkah? It's sitting in a sukkah. But if you're telling me a sukkah needs lachem, and it's not lachem, so then I'm not. It's like I'm not sitting in a sukkah. It's not a sukkah. What's the difference? Am I over an isser? If there's an Isser, oh, that's all hak. Whoa, an Isser, Isser, what's the Isser? Is it, it's just not Mekinus. So it's an interesting thing. Tosfos says that we're afraid is Asi Lidei Isura D'Oraisa. It sounds like, from Tosfos, sounds like eating out of a sukkah is an Isser D'Oraisa.
Why doesn't it say mitzvah above it?
What?
By the medical spinner.
What's he trying to say?
No, why does it only say it's because of Lachem?
He's saying because Lachem is going to make that you're not that you're over an Isser. Mitzvah Baba Avera is just going to make you not Mekayim a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah, it's not an Avera. Because you sat in a sukkah. I'm not Mekayim a mitzvah, but is it a sukkah? It's a sukkah.
But you just are being over an technically it is mitzvah.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. Technically it is mitzvah Baba Avera. But the added dimension of Lachem is going to make that now you're over the Isser. It's a whole huge hack. We're not going to get into it now. I think it's a little of a guzzle. Second parak? The Tosis is in second parak?
That's the Mishnah that says you're allowed to eat a rye.
Yeah, but I don't think. I think that the
Tosis.
It's
the
I think it's Lamed Aleph. I think it's Lamed Aleph. I think it's Lulav HaGozel. It's right there in Lulav HaGozel. Tosis there speaks about Lachem. Oh, it's spoken about many places, but the discussion, I think, is in... Okay, Akitzer, wherever it is, it's not here. But this is something this Tosfos seems to say there's an Isser D'Oraisa. Okay. Comes along Tosfos and says, because we're afraid of that, therefore, we have to say Psula. Avo Mavi D'Rabbanan. L'Chayesh. V'tana yimayet shu lishnu ma'alya kira ashkichan bereish psachim she'ikim akasim kama oisir shalo hoitzi dar maguna mipiv v'kuntris lo pirish kein. So Tosfos, I think what Tosfos is saying, and it's interesting the way Tosfos says kuntris lo pirish kein, what he's doing over there exactly in the middle of Tosfos, I think he's saying the following thing. I have a whole different approach to the Gemara. According to Rashi, what's the Gemara's question? Which is better, Takanta or Psula?
Psula.
According to Rashi, which is better?
Psula.
In the Kasha, the Gemara's Kasha.
Psula.
Gemara's Kasha is there, I don't care, just be consistent.
The first was out of it, no. Okay.
The first answer is Psula, the second answer is Takanta. But the Kasha was, just be consistent. I think Tosfos is learning not like that. Tosfos is learning for sure there's a better Lashon. What's the better Lashon? Takanta. Sounds similar to?
The Ra'ah,
but it's not. Because why did the Ra'ah like Takanta better? Only because he wants you to be consistent. Tosfos says, I want Takanta because I want a Lishna Ma'alya. So Tosfos is introducing to us a concept of Lishna Ma'alya. So if everything is equal, what's the best Lashon according to Tosfos? Takanta. According to the Ra'ah, what's the best Lashon if everything is equal? Don't care. It's just, it's not everything is equal, because by Mavui, you can't use Psula. So, as a de facto, you're going to end up with Takanta being better. And according to Rashi, they're both fine. So Rashi's got a whole different approach to the Gemara's Kasha, and what's going on over here.
He's coming to tell us about how Rashi learns,
because
he just said how he learns.
Yeah, he's saying, Kunchis Lopirish Kane, he's saying, Rashi's obviously not going with this whole thing.
So he's telling us how to learn Rashi.
Yeah. And because I was going to say another pshat also, which is going to be also not necessarily like Rashi. He says, so hold on a second. So before we get to the other pshat of Tosfos, we ask the question, what does that mean? Lo chayish. What does that mean? What does that mean? Amami d'rabbanu lo chayish. Lashon of Tosfos, what do we say, the Lashon of the Tosfos HaRoshis? Leka lemechash. You don't have to be choishish. What does it mean? Leka lamechash. There's plenty of mechay. Leka lamechash. So we said, when Bechayel, the name of the Nesivos, that when you are shoygeg on a dirabanon, you're not even chayv a korban, not even a navera. Therefore, leka lamechash. So the mistake is not going to be so tragic. Not because it's only a dirabanon. If he was over a dirabanon, Bemazed, we would kill him. Mezalzal on the Chachamim. Adarabba, the Gemara says we are extra machben on Adarabban. Also chizik l'devreim. Yoiser Michel Toira. Don't mess with the Chachamim. But if it's b'shoygeg, then it's okay. What's the pshat in the nesivus? The pshat in the nesivus is as follows. Rabbi said, why do we taka have to listen to the chachamim? What's the pshat? I mean, we do, but what? Who said that they're an extension of the Torah? What's the pasuk? So Tov is saying it's a pasuk. Lo sasum imashe yikinocha yamin u'smol. The Torah tells you, do not stray from what they tell you. So now I'm going to make a chakira. You ready? Rabbi Chanan Betzu makes this chakira. Is the pshat that the Torah is now vesting in the chachamim the koyach to make new mitzvahs and averis? Do the chachamim have the ability to create new mitzvahs and averis? Or the Torah is saying, you have to listen. Don't go against them. And not that they have the ability to make new mitzvahs, but you still have to listen. Not that now there's another mitzvah. One of the mitzvahs is listen, so listen. What? Rabbi Chanan says the chakir is as follows. Is there such a thing as an iser cheftza on a derabbanan? Iser cheftza on a derabbanan. In other words, person's not supposed to eat on a fast day. Is that an iser cheftza or an iser gavra? There's nothing wrong with the cheftza, I just can't eat it today. What about treif, chazer? Iser cheftza. The chacham come along and say, don't eat milk together with chicken. Before the chacham came along, was it fine? Chacham came along and said, don't eat it. Did it become an iser cheftza? That now there's something wrong with the chacham? Maybe the Torah vested in the chacham the ability to make iser cheftza. Or maybe not. What's a nafgamina? Let's say I did. No, they can make it asr bahana also.
They can make
it. They can make it asr
bahana. Chicken and milk is mutar bahana because it's a
chafta. Maybe they only made an asr gavra on the achila. I don't know. Not muchach. Could be. I hear. Nafgamina would be what happens if I do it by accident. What's the yisoid of being over a shogu by accident? The yisoid is there's something bechefts are wrong. Something happened wrong over here. There's something. This thing is problematic. So if this thing is problematic, so whether you did it on purpose, you didn't do it on purpose, you did something wrong. But if the whole iser is only that you shouldn't go against loy sasser, don't go against the chachamim. If I don't know I'm going against the chachamim, I'm not going against them. I didn't do anything wrong. So therefore, I wasn't ever in a klal. There's nothing. If that's the case, then I can understand why it is that there won't be an Isra on a Derabbanan.
So the first side that the Chum have a koich to be mechadish things.
So then there should be no difference between a Derabbanan and a Deraisa. The Maisa, there's a Cheftza, there's a Din Lechefza here. So what's the difference? You're over B'Shagig, but you're over. The Chum now made that there's a new Din that you can be over with that.
So therefore what?
Isser Gavra. And therefore, if I don't know that the Chacham told me, then I didn't go against them.
Wouldn't the Torah, though, being that the Torah has a mitzvah to listen to the Chachamim, wouldn't the Torah do everything in its power to make sure that I know about what they say?
So we have a very good Shiloh. Okay? This is my Shiloh. You ready? Someone asked the Shiloh. I could do it in a funny way. Right? A funny way. Let's say I want someone to open a bottle for me. We're being hypothetical. And let's say opening a bottle is asur midrabanan, hypothetically. Can I open the bottle? Hypothetically. No. Okay, I'm not dealing with your psak, with your rebbe, whatever, however you... Okay, but let's say I hold asur midrabanan. I can't do it. So what do? I tell Rafi, I give you my word. It's mutter. Now, what do I really feel in my heart? Usser. I give you my word, it's mutter. And Rafi goes and does it. Right? Was Rafi over an Isser Derabbanan?
No. Yeah. No, maybe. No.
He doesn't know. He thought that he thought it wasn't. He was B'shoigig. Why? Because of Shlichus.
No,
I didn't do it, he did it.
You told him it's not Avera.
What?
Neiver,
yeah. But there's no Avera. Because it's Shoygeik and it says Derabanan.
He's not
Avera. Rebbe,
it's just been
so there's no Avera. So great. So you could go around telling everyone that something's really mutter and he'll really do it and everything will be fine.
That's really what the Torah had in mind.
Good. I'm bringing this out, right? Or just if someone's doing a Darabanan, is there an inyan? Now I want to tell you something.
What if you don't know why?
I want to tell you something. If something's asa Darabanan, this is just a word of advice, and you know the person will not listen to you, do not tell him. Because as long as he's doing it without knowing, it's not an Avera. But the moment you tell him, so now he's going to have an Avera. So if a guy is doing something, whatever it might be, and it's Asur Midrabanan, let's say Mukta, let's say it's a Mukta, Mukta's Midrabanan, and he doesn't know, and you know he's not going to listen to you, don't tell him. But if he is going to listen to you, can I do the opposite? I want him to do something, I want him to move something, right? It's sitting, there's something sitting on my couch, and it bothers me there. I tell him, it's a tiltos, it's Ayrach, it's okay, don't worry about it, you can move it. And then he moves in. He's really not there, buddy. You're not over there. I can sit there. Says Avigdor, for sure, that is not the Ratzon of Chachamim or of the Torah. Now we have to get down to, is it an Avera? Was he over an Avera? No.
He wasn't.
No.
You might.
No, I'm not over an Avera either. But that's not. But that's called a novel Bershus HaTorah.
You're not getting enough from it?
That is called a novel. Yeah, no Avera. A novel Bershus HaTorah. See, okay. Great. So now you outsmarted the Chachamim. Givaldik. Good for you. Right? It's called a novel Bershus HaTorah. So why are we doing it over here? Why are we doing it in our sugya? Because Lishnamalia. Because what's worse? Being a novel with the things that you say, or being a novel with the over here is not really a novel, but it's just a Torah, because over here we're just allowing it to happen. But the Lishna Ma'alia trumps this sensitivity. It's very important the way you speak. What?
It's a right.
You have to give Tochach in a nice way. Yeah, it's very subtle. Right? Over here. If he's going to be over in Avera Mamish, you got to say it the way it is. If it's an Avera Mamish, say it the way it is. He's not going to be over an Avera. Elamai, the Ratzon of Chachamim was that a person should know about Moksot, you're right. And under normal circumstances, I would tell him. But I'm not going to tell him in a way that's going to sacrifice my sensitivities or the way that I speak. Speak very refined. Do I
have to learn?
Do I have to?
Do I have to learn?
No.
There's no time to learn Torah.
Again, you could be a novel Brishus HaTorah. You're a novel Brishus HaTorah.
So,
do you have to? Do you want to? Do you want to be that type of person?
What's
do you love?
What is that?
What's the problem with it?
What's
novel Brishus HaTorah? We aside from the fact that we're obligated to listen to the Chachamim, we want to listen to the Chachamim. We think the Chachamim probably are doing this for our benefit, and this is probably a good thing. So I want to know what the Chachamim have to say, and I want to keep what the Chachamim tell us. Not just that I feel like I have to. You're right. You can make loopholes. The Ramban says we can make loopholes in the Torah. There's ways of getting around things. You can get around them if you want to. And you're not over anything, but you're just not, you're not the type of person that is going in the right direction if you're looking always for loopholes. You found a way to get your muktzah off the couch. You outsmarted the Chachamim. Great. Are you very proud of yourself? Wonderful. But Lamaisa, that's not what the Chachamim wanted. So you're there's something more basic than a mitzvah and an
averia. Why can't you get the muktzah off the couch anyway?
Depends what type of muktzah it is.
Let's say there's some person who's going to, from this, think that there is a scenario where the Torah wants us to rather think about other options than to listen to what Chachamim say. And then, in his mind, he's going to lose like what's considered manoeuvre or not. He's going to think it's not manoeuvre. He's going to be like, yeah, I think Chachamim avoid the Averus.
Okay. Let's keep going over here. The next teretz of Tosfos says Tosfos Inami Yesh Loimar Deloshin Yemayit Mashma Chumra Dirabanan Be'alma Upsula Mashma Diraisa Inami Loshin Dirabanan is Mashma Chumra. What does Tosfos mean? Chumra Dirabanan Be'alma. What does Tosfos mean? Mashma Chumra Dirabanan Be'alma.
What's the difference between
them? It's not a what? Mavi is a Chumra Dirabanan Be'alma?
that would imply, like we said yesterday, that really the ikar is it's not a shutfus, rather it's an ikar and tuffel, no?
It's not a chumrah, the rabbanim. Anyway, you say the ikar, the tuffel, this, the way, but the fact is, if you don't have it right, you can't carry, and if you carry, we kill you. It's a derabanan. What do you mean chumrah derabanan ba'alma? I'm not sure exactly what Tosis means, but maybe it means the following thing along the same lines. What does puzzle sound like? There's something intrinsically wrong. There's something intrinsically wrong. Yemayet doesn't say something wrong. The Chachamim want you to be Memayet. In other words, that's what it means, Chumra Ba'alma. He means to say is that it's not that there's something etzem, a problem here. Puzzle means this is puzzle. Can I say puzzle on a Dirabanan? Is a Dirabanan Isr Chefta? Can I say the thing is puzzle is Dirabanan? No. I can say the Chachamim are telling you this is what you should do under the circumstances. In other words, this is the way you should behave. That's what it means, Chumra Ba'alma. I don't know. Maybe. Now Tosis says, "Uba perek by memadlikin damrinin ner Chanukah shenichu lamayim eser mama psula kesuka kumavoy agav detnan kesuka nakatnami gabi ner Chanukah psula." Tosis Bavorns, you're telling me that it's only by what? Do your eyes, you can say psula. How could you say puzzle over there by near Chanukah? Shinichal mayim b'shulam psula kesuka kamavoy. Answer is Tosfos agav. Agav the tnam kesuka nakatnami gabi near Chanukah psula. Enachanami. It doesn't really. It's the word is not really appropriate for Chanukah. But we said it because it said near Chanukah psula kesuka kamavoy. Because for some reason we wanted to make that comparison to sukkah and mavoy. Therefore we said the word psula because by sukkah it is taka puzzle.
What?
Nothing's a chumrah balance. That was our question also. Mav is also not a chumrah balance.
Yeah, but it's more of an intrinsic.
It's you have to listen to the chachamim. So it's not you can't. It's also not like a din that it's pasul or kasher. You have to listen to the chachamim. If it wouldn't pass the lashon of pasul, it would appear. That seems like this is a question.
I don't understand. So why not to say pasul by mav?
What?
Why don't you say pasul by mav? You can say pasul by Chanukah because it's like sukkah.
No, you're only saying it because in that sentence we said kesukah ukumavoy. Therefore, we're going to say the word pasul.
Yeah,
but in the sentence. So it depends. If it mamish doesn't pass, then you wouldn't do it. So comes Rebbe Baruch Finkel or Rebbe Shaili. Both of them said the following thing. Hold on a second. This teretz maybe works. Maybe I can understand this teretz for Tosfos. Where Tosfos doesn't say that imamish doesn't pass to say pasul. He just says that pasul is good for d'oraisa. It's not, and for d'rabbanan either we don't need it or we have other things. But he never said that pasul doesn't work for d'rabbanan. It's just pasul. But according to Rashi, where Rashi says you can't say pasul on a d'rabbanan because who pasuled it? Kodem shenishna mishna zu. You can't use lashon of pasul on a d'rabbanan. So Tosfos is teretz lechor doesn't work. Man pasle, kom shenit nishna mishna zu. How could you say the word pasul?
Is that the first time by Chanukah that we're telling you? Because Rashi seems to only be bothered because it's the first time we're hearing it.
Comes the Tosfos Rid. It says the Tosfos Rid. Can an Amoira say puzzle on a Dirabanan? An Amoira. Think carefully.
Yeah.
Can a Tana say puzzle on a Dirabanan? No. Can an Amoira say puzzle on a Dirabanan? Yes. Yeah. Why? Because Amoira is after a Tana. The Tana introduced it to us. The Amoira is a step later. There's no problem be'etzem with the word puzzle on a derabanan according to Rashi. The only problem is if this is the first time you're introducing it. When we said in Shabbos Tav Chav Beis, Ner Chanukah Shenichal Lamayim Mesamam Psula Kesuka Kamavoy, that wasn't the first time you mentioned it. So there was an original mention of Ner Chanukah. Therefore, you could say it. It's half levafel. So it's not the pshat on Rashi. Rashi, the kasher was never started. Rashi holds the Lashon HaPasul be'etzim for the Rabbanon is fine. It's just, you can't introduce it with the Lashon HaPasul. So if you're not introducing it, you're fine. Toises was saying that the Lashon of Pasul is not great for a Drabanon for various reasons. Okay, if you're saying it together with a Dioraisa, then you have to give it the Dioraisa term. You use the Dioraisa term.
Yeah, but even still, if you want to use the Lashon Ma'aya, why would you say it Pasul over there?
Because you can't use Yemayet for Sukkah. You can't use Yemayet for Sukkah.
But
it says Kesukkah Kamavoy. So once it says Sukkah there, you have to say Pasul.
But if the Fit Toises, the whole thing is a Lashon Ma'aya, and that's really a better Pshat, that's what we really would want to use, just we can't, because you can't use it by Sukkah. And you should use it for sure by Chanukah.
So, but again, the Amora is saying, near Chanukah Shenicha Lamad Mesem Amora is Pasul Kesukah Ukemavu. If you write Yemayet Kesukah Kemavu, then you're going to mess up Sukkah.
I understand, but I'm saying.
So can you mess up Sukkah?
Yeah.
You can't mess up Sukkah. Are you allowed to mess up Sukkah?
Mess up.
Are you allowed to make someone mess up Sukkah and they're going to have a. So if I'm mentioning Sukkah, what's the word I have to use?
Pasul.
So once I'm saying it for Sukkah, I'm going to say it already for Mamu. I said it already.
But we're saying that the whole Vart, the reason why we're using Lashon Ma'aya over here, because that's so important that we'd rather even possibly have a guy who's novel but just a
to be over on a
Terabana.
Not a Diaraisa. But over here you have Sukkah's Diaraisa. Figure it out. Let's keep going. Says the Gemara Viter. Zaktehele Gemara. Mino Hanimili. Says the Gemara, where do we know it from? Says the Sfas Emes. In other words, you just told me Sukkah D'Araisa, Tani Psula, Mavi D'Rabana, Tani Takanta. Sukkah D'Araisa, Mino Hanimili. Where'd you get Sukkah D'Araisa from? Where's the Makor for Sukkah? Amar Rabba D'Amar Kra, Leman Yeidu D'Arasekim Kibbutz Sukkah, Yisoy Shavti Es B'nei Yisrael. Ah, that's your mama, the Medeshu D'Arbe Sukkah. Leman Yisrael Mamin, the Medeshu D'Arbe Sukkah. Till Shulta Ba'ena. Until 20 Amos, you know you're in a Sukkah. Otherwise, you don't know your Sukkah. Reb Zeri Amar Mehocha, Sukkah Tila Tzayim Mechorim. Adas, Sir Ma'am, Mordom Yoshim Mitzel Sukkah. Ma'am, Sir Ma'am, Yoshim Mitzel Sukkah, Tzayim 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 Mitzel Skipping down to there, these are the three answers. Mehocha. The Sukkah's Teshu Shivas Yom, Amar Torah. Kol Shivas Yom, Tzayim Mitzel Sukkah, Tzayim Mitzel Sukkah, Tzayim Mitzel Sukkah, Tzayim Mitzel Sukkah, three answers. Rabba, Reb Zeri, and Rabba. I noticed a discrepancy in the language, and I'd like to bring it up for you, which is as follows. What is the word that's appropriate for using a person being in his sukkah?
Sitting.
Sitting. Who says the word sitting of Rabba, Reb Zeri, and Rava? Reb Zeri says sitting. And also Rava says sitting. Look at Rava. Rava Amar Meocha B'sukos Teishu Shavuz Yom Amar Torah Kol Shavuz Yom Tzei Medirus Kva V'Shev Medirus Arai. Shev Yoishev. Also Reb Zeri said that. Ades Ramam Adam Yoishev B'Tzel Sukkah. It's interesting that when it comes to the first one, Rava, look at the Gemara's language. Gemara says L'man Yedu D'Zechem Ki B'sukos Hashavti Z'Bnei Yisrael Hoshavti Shev. No. Ad esem adam adam yodea shuhu dar b'sukkah. Dar. Why does it say dar? Ad esem adam yodea shuhu yoshev. That's what Rashi says. Look at Rashi. We're going to get back to it. L'man yedu. Asei sukkah she yeshivasa nikeres lecha. She kinuchsev yedu ki b'sukkah zashavti tzivisi leishev. What is the word dar? What would I say? I don't say yeshu. Yoishev b'sukkah.
Dar means what?
Dar means live. Like dira. A dira is where you live.
I'm just telling you it's more than just sitting.
Why is the Gemara doing that? Where did the Gemara get it from? What's up? What's going on? Okay. Let's see. So what does he say? He says, because he can't see. Says Rashi. He didn't really do the second teretz of the Gemara that much. Figure it out. Dechsev yedu ki besukos hayshavti tzivisi leishev. V'achi darish le. I'm just making like a drusha. Achi darish le. V'af agav de'ein mikro yotzi midei pshutai. Even though you can't take a pasuk out of its pashut. Behek of Ananiya Kovit, Miuda Shinan the Drosha. It's episode Drosha over here. He's saying that Rabbi is making a Drosha. Because what is, how do you translate it? How, if you were the translation, Leman, Leman, what does Leman mean? In order, so that Yedu Doiroi Seichem. The generations should know. Ki besukos hoishavti es bnei Yisrael. They sat in. I sat them in once upon a time. So what is he saying in this pasuk? Says Rashi's making a drasha. What's the drasha? He says, I say sukkah. Sheyeshivasa nikeres lecha dechsev yedu ki besukos hoishavti tzivisi leishev. What is tzivisi leishev? Command you to sit now. Not kibisukos hoishavti. I made you. I sat you back then. I'm sitting you now. That's not pashup shahat. Says Rashi enachanami. Avagav dein miku yotzi midei pshuto. Behekavanai nekoven miuda shina lelejrasha. Where's he getting the drasha from? I saw two pshatim in the Rishon. Two pshatim in the Rishon. One pshat is in the Ran. Another pshat is in the Michtom. What does the Ran say? The Ran's in the back of the Gemara. The Ran says that there's a yitur. The Ran says that there's an extra. Like, what does the pasuk say? Basuko is teshvu shivas yamim. Says the pasuk. Leman yedu doraseichem ki basuko is hoishavti. Just take the words leman yedu out. Basukos teshvu shivas yamim ki basukos hoishavti is bnei Yisrael. Why does it say leman yedu doraseichem? Those words are extra. Leman yedu miyuterle. It's extra. Tehavale lemichtav. Basukos teshvu ki basukos hoishavti. Bahoch yavi sagi. Memelo mashma. Midichsiv leman yedu doraseichem mashma hachi kamar. Asei sukos shetia yeshivasa nikeres lecha. Ulamai mesim ein eloshoto ve'ina ve'ina roi se sukkah. Sukkah hainus chakishma. Get to that afterwards. This is the drush is from Leman Yedu. It's an extra miyuta. Leman Yedu doraseichem. Ki besukah is hoishavti. Tzivisi leishev. That is the pshat of the Ran. The Michtam says something else. Says the Michtam. He gave it out today. The Michtam says, Shehu chaser vav. If you look in the Torah, the word doi roi seichem is written without a vav. Vikarile di roi seichem. So in leman yedu doi roi seichem, you can read it leman yedu di roi seichem. Amra Torah, asei sukkah. Shetehei dirasa nikeres. Kishetia besoicha taker miyad shatador besukah. Leman yedu diroi seichem. How do you translate that? Leman yedu? You should know?
You should know your dwelling place.
Your dwelling place! Not leman yedu doiroi seichem. Leman yedu diroi seichem. You should know your dwelling place. How do you know your dwelling place? Only if you can see the schach. Different pshat than the Ran. The Ran is saying leman yedu doras seichem is that the doras, future doras, have to know they're in a sukkah. The Michtam is saying leman yedu diroi seichem. You have to know your dwelling place. The fi the Michtam, it's very gishmak the diik we made in the Gemara. What's the diik we made in the Gemara?
Dar.
Why does it say dar? It should say yoshev. The Michtam, it's givaldik. Because why does it say dar? Because the pasuk says dar leman yedu diroi seichem, not doi. What does doiroi seichem mean? What does diroi seichem mean? Your dwelling place. Ades manu deishu dar besudar dar. That's it. It's the diroi seichem. It's the dar. It's gevaldik. Because that's good for the drasha. Yeah.
So what does he do? Leman yedu then extra.
Okay, so obviously he doesn't darshan that for some reason. What does he do with that? Chaser vav is the mandedu. I'm going to leave that up to you. That's for later. I'll leave that up to you. But in the meantime,
chaser vav, why is it a chaser vav in the Gemara when he quotes the pasuk? Is it actually in our chumash?
Yes. Yeah. Maybe it was written in the Gemara that way also, and it's just it was changed over time. I don't know. So we have two pshatim here. Two pshatim. Man yidu diroi seichem, man yidu doiro seichem. Ki besukho zei shavti. I think that Rashi is mashma like the Ran's pshat. So you look in Rashi. What does Rashi say? Ki besukho zei shavti, tzivisi leishev. What does Rashi want with that? Ki besukho zei shavti, tzivisi leishev. What does that mean? According to the Mechtam, it's very simple. Leman yedu diro seichem. You have to know the diro that you're in. That's the drasha. That's it. According to the Rashi, it's mashma. The drasha is leman yedu diro seichem. The future generations have to know. What do they have to know? Ki besukah seishavti, that I commanded you to sit in a sukkah. This is the end of the pasuk. Is necessary for the drasha according, because leman yedu diro seichem doesn't tell me anything. They have to know what. What do they have to know? Okay, they got to know something. You tell them it's a drasha, they have to know. What? Ki besukho zei shavti, you have to change the meaning of the pasuk, which is that I tell you to sit now. And Rashi's bothered, say, and all that's in the Ran. According to the Mechtum, it's a whole different drasha. Okay. There's another interesting difference, apparently, between Rashi and the Mechtam, which is as follows. The Mechtam says, "Shetei diros nikeres kishetia besoicha takir miyad she'atador besukah." What does miyad mean? Immediately. If you look, we gave out Maror Mekoymes 2 days ago. Rashi in the Ksav Yad is there. They don't have the 2 days ago Maror Mekoymes. This is it. Says Rashi, Leman Yedu, Sheyavinu, Kol Shah Shehu Besukah. V'haynu Kegoyin Sheyira, Kol Shah Haschach Shehu Ikra Sukah. What does it sound like from the Mechtam? When do you have to know?
Just right away.
What does it sound like according to Rashi? When do you have to know?
All the time.
Is that because of the different drushes? Not sure. And two more questions. If the whole reason why we need schach to be 20, or not 20, is because we have to see it. What about a suma? A suma can't see his schach. Is he yoytze the mitzvah or not yoytze the mitzvah? Let's say a person had a temporary eye surgery, which I had eye surgery and I couldn't see. My eyes were patched. He's not pater. He's not a summa. Summa l'sha.
It's temporary, but it's
so. Like, he's not pater. He's not pater. No. Not pater. Person can't see. Is he? Can he be yotze mitzvah? He can't see the schach. Is he yotze the mitzvah?
Yes.
What? Okay, well, I don't know. Maybe. Another question. If the only reason why you need your sukkah to be above 20, so what about, is so that people should see it, what about if your sukkah is half overground, half underground? And when you walk into the sukkah, you're walking in, and the elevation of your schach is 10 amos. Now, you're going to eat down at the bottom of the sukkah. But when you walk in the sukkah, do you see the schach? Yeah. So is that going to be good? So first of all, let's get clear. According to Rashi, it's not going to be good. Why?
The whole time.
It has to be kol shah. It's not kol shah. But according to the Mechtam,
might be good.
But I have a kashim according to Rashi. What happens if he has a sign that's in the sukkah? Neon lights that are going. What?
The walls are neon signs.
Wait, we get him to look up. The Sfasemis has this question. He calls it Amaltera. That's the Sfasemis question of Amaltera. Will Amaltera work? The person has a sign that's getting to see this.
What if it's under 20 amos? The guy just can't see the whole entire time.
Why can't he see?
He's not looking up. I don't know. He's in a small sukkah.
There's
a
scotch
right there. There's other stuff going on in the sukkah that you're not going to.
Yeah, there he could see. He's just not. He doesn't
so
have to.
21 amos.
You have to see.
Obviously, you can't see it as miyad. You can't see it miyad. You can't see it called shah.
What? If you cover the sod in the noi. With a sheet.
Okay, could be another question. You covered it with the schach is covered. You can't see the schach. Might be another question. Right, wait, so all of these questions and more, we will obey the Hashem deal tomorrow. I plan on doing a lot. So I'm going to try to do this, and we're going to try to do a Zera, try to squeeze it all in.